not, so nishba benaitol. The worker has the right to come and swear and take the money. Like we believe him, since this is the day for him to be paid, and if he says he knows for sure he wasn't paid and the owner says he doesn't know, we believe him with a shrua. What about ovazman? Let's say the daytime or whatever, the nighttime passed by when he was supposed to be paid and he didn't complain, and then he first complains later, then ainu nishba benaitol. Then we do not trust him with a shrua, he cannot collect the money with a shrua. But what's going to be yim yesh edim shetovu bizmanoi? Let's say the worker has a proof as edim that bizmanoi, the day when he was supposed to receive his salary, he did go and ask from the balabos, and the balabos didn't pay him. So then hareza nishba v'naitel, then he has a right even later on to swear that he did not receive his payet, and therefore he could collect the money. These are one of the takanos rabbonin that's called a nishba v'naitel. Even though usually midiraisa says shvu is always lifter, so is a shvu apoitrim. Here there's a case. Is a shvuas hanaitlin. Then the Mishnah says, "Ger toishev yesh by mishum biyomai titein scharoi." A ger toishev means a guy. Just he's mekabel upon himself not to be able to avoid the zora, but he's still a guy. So lachor is this pasuk of biyomai titein scharoi applies to him. That the balabos has to pay him back. The work, the owner has to pay him back his work that he did for him by daytime. Biyomai titein scharoi. But v'yein by mishum loisolin pula sacher itchad boika. It's not to chlal that posik of loisolin, don't leave the money, like don't wait till the next morning, that you have to pay him at night time. That posik does not apply, that lav does not apply to a guy. That lav only applies lachicha to your brother. Smor says, mani mas nisin. Who does our Mishnah go like? That makes a difference between the posik in the Vorm applies even to a ger toshiv, and the posik in Vayikra does not apply to a ger toshiv. So mani mas nisin. The churu loy tanakama de mechicha, not the tanakama habidashim the posik of mechicha, for loy Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, and not according to the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, where he dashim the posik mechicha. Smor says, mahi, what's this machlokes of the posik from mechicha? Smora says, when the Pasuk says Miyachicha, that's the Pasuk in Devarim, when the Pasuk says in Devarim Chav Dalet, that it says, Loi Sashoik, Sochir, Oni, Ve'ev Yoin, Meyachecha, says the word Meyachecha. So, we Darshem Pratli Achavim, that does not apply to a guy, this Pasuk of Biyoimah, Titein Scharai, only applies to a Jew. But then the Pasuk says, Oy Migercha, so Zer Ger Tzedek, that's a regular Ger Tzedek, a regular Jew. In other words, a guy that became a Jew. Bisharecha, Asher Biatzcha Bisharecha, Zeh Reichu Nevelis. That means even somebody, a Michur means even a Ger, that's Reichu Nevelis. So Rashi says, Echsi Bisharecha, La Gerish at the Bisharecha, that Nenu, Viyochlo. So the Chura, according to the Tanakam here, from this Pasuk, where Marba, even a guy, he's also in this Pasha, so in the Pasha of Viyoy Maititin Scharoi. So Mora says, Ein Liela Scharo, I only know the Pasuk of Tib Scharoi means a person is working for you. I mean, Nayin Lerabba is Behemoth a Kalim, even if Behemoth is a Kalim work for you. Talmulem, it says in the Pasuk, Biyartzacho. It says, Laisashik Sochir Oni. So from the word biatzecho, kol shebatzecho, anything that's in your land, the kulam and all of them, ovrim b'chol hashemus alalu, where all of them, whether he's a ger tzedek or whether he's a ger toshiv, whether you know he's a guy, still they're over all these lavim. The kanama from here was said, echot zchirodim v'echot zchir, heim v'echot zchir kelim, yesh ba mishum b'yoyim atitin zcharoi. It is in this past year b'yoyim atitin zcharoi that you have to pay him by day, and v'yesh ba mishum v'atolin pa'pulas asachir. You can't hold back the money and pay him by morning. So that's the Tanakama. That from this pasuk of Bisharecha would be Moisef, even a Ger Toshev, even a guy. Rabbi Yosef, who do I know? Ger Toshev, yesh by mishum biyayim etitein scharoi, v'yein by mishum loisolin, it's not bechlal loisolin. He says, a Ger Toshev tak is bechlal this pasuk biyayim etitein scharoi, but it's not bechlal batolin. And behem of a kelim ein behem, ele mishum ba'al sashik bavad. And Behem of Akelim is not Bechlal all the Lavim, they're only Bechlal Basashik Bavad. That's what Rabbi Yosi says. So if so, the Kasher is money. Who does our Mishnah go like? E Tanakama de Meachecho, if it goes according to the Tanakama of Meachecho, Kasher Ger Toshev. Then according to the Tanakama, there's a Rebu that Ger Toshev is Bechlal all these Lavim. And our Mishnah says no, well, Ger Toshev is only Bechlal one Lav, and not Bechlal Baal Tolin. So who can go according to the Tanakama? And E Rabbi Yosi, if it goes according to Rabbi Yosi, then Kasha Behemah v'Kelim. Our Mishnah seems to say all the Lavim applies both by Kelim and by Behemah, and according to Rabbi Yosi, it doesn't apply all the Lavim by Behemah v'Kelim. So, who does our Mishnah go like? So Gemara answers, my Rav says, I'll tell you, hi Tano, the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. Our Mishnah goes according to this Tano of Tana of Rabbi Shmuel. Who? The Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, he learns like this. Echod Sachar Adam, whether you hired a man to work for you. V'yechot Sachar Behem, whether you hired an animal to work for you. V'yechot Sachar Kelim, whether you just rented Kelim. Yesh by Mishum B'yayma Titein Scharoi, or Mishum Lay Solin, that both the Lavim, all the Lavim apply, whether it's Kelim, or whether it's Adam, whether it's a Behema, all the Lavim apply. But Rabbi Shmuel also says, Ger Toshev, what's going to be about this Ger that's still a guy? He's only Mekabel, not to be Eved Avodah Zarah. Shno Yesh by Mishum B'yayma Titein Scharoi. This pasuk in Devarim, B'yayma'i Sitein Scharoi, applies to a Ger Toshev. But V'yayim by Mishum Bal Tolin. But from the pasuk in Vayikra, Bal Solin, Ad Boiker, there it doesn't apply. That you have to pay it back by night time, there it doesn't apply. So that's like our Mishnah says. So now the Gemara explains. My time with the Tanakama, what's shot from the Tanakama, what does he say, Ger Toshev applies all over? So I'll tell you, my time with the Tanakama, the Miachecho, because Goma, Schir, says the word Schir here, in the Pasuk, the Miachecho, B'yoyim Atitein Scharoi, it says the word Schir in Lois Solon, so if we learn that one from the other, just like here in the Vorm, it's talking about even about a Ger Toshev, who at the end of the Pasuk, and Vayikra is also talking about a Ger Toshev. Therefore, it applies to both Lavan apply to a Ger Toshev. For Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Loi Goma Socher Socher. No, he doesn't make this Gzerah Shava Socher Socher. So where it says the Pasuk Vesherecha to be marb even a Ger Toshev by Biyai Metitain Tzchorah that he agrees. From the Pasuk in Vayikra of Loi Solin, there he holds it does not apply to a Ger Toshev. Gemara says, if so, Nihi de Loi Goma Socher Socher, true, he does not make this Gzerah Shava. If so, Behema Vekele Mishim Biyai Metitain Tzchorah, Nami Nechayiv. If so, why does he say like there's no lavim at all by Behemoth the Kalim? Why not? Look, even if you don't make the Gzerah Shava, if Rabbi Yosef Yehuda doesn't make the Gzerah Shava, but still, Behemoth the Kalim should be Bechlal, B'yoy Matitin Tzcharoi. Sumer says, Nihi, Namin Chayim, Sumer says, Toni Rabbi Chanina, Omar Kroh, the Pasuk says, V'loy Sova Yolov HaShemesh, Ki Yoni Hu. That the Pasuk right away, then the Verm says that Peh will give it back because he's a Noni. So he dashes like this: Mishu boyin l'dayanius the yashirus. Who is in this parsha of the who is in this parsha of these lavim? Only a person that could become poor could become rich. Yotze behem of a kelim, but it goes out behem or kelim. Sheinim boyin l'dayanius v'yashirus. But them it does not apply this klal of anoni v'yashirus. They can't come l'dayanius v'yashirus. It does not apply to them. What does the Tanakama do with the Pasuk Oni? Like, what do you need it for? So when it says, Mi boile, we need it. Lahak de monili yosher, yes. That they say, let's say you have two people working for you. One was rich and one was poor. Now, who do you have to pay back first? The Pasuk is teaching us you have to pay back the Oni first. So that's why it says the word Oni. Not to be malama to teach us that it only applies to a person that could become poor, could become rich, not to an animal. No, it's not the drasha. But it says of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, who Meloy Sashek Schir Oni Ve'evyon Nafka. There's another posik, not to hold back the pay of an Oni Ve'evyon. So from that I know that an Oni comes before an Osher. So Gemara says, V'tanakama, he also knows you need both psukim. I'll tell you, V'tanakama learns, Chad lahak the money li Yosher. True. When it says Oni first in Devarim, when it says Loy Sovi Olav Hashemesh Ki Oni Hu, that's coming to teach us that you have to pay back the poor man before you pay back the rich man. So what do we do with the pasuk? The other pasuk is saying that Mleisashik Schir Oni Ve'evyon, V'chad lahaktim Oni Le'evyon. You know, we have these two types of people. One's an Oni, one's an Evyon. You have to pay back the Oni first. Now, an Oni is a person that he's poor, but he doesn't go around begging money from other people. An Evyon, as the pshat is, that he desires, he wants a lot of things. Oyev, he wants a lot of things, and he goes around begging for it. So these two people, an Oni or an Evyon, the Pasuk is teaching us you're supposed to give it to the Oni first, and then pay back to the Evyon. All right, a turnover. Mara says, Utsrich, and we need it.
We did it like the both drushes.
The Ashmin and Evyon, if it says only with the word Evyon, if it was just only the Evyon, Mishum Deloy Kostev Le Mitzvah. You know why? Because an Evyon is a person that goes around and asks people for money. So he's not embarrassed to ask. So therefore, maybe that's how you understand why the Yoni goes first, over an Evyon. Because he's not embarrassed to ask. Avol Osher, but a rich man, a poor man or a rich man, the Kostev Le Mitzvah, he's also embarrassed to ask. So Emeloi, maybe then don't worry about the Yoni, but pay back the Yosher first, otherwise he'll be embarrassed to ask for the money. So if I need a puzzle to teach me now, even between an Oni and an Osher, you give the money back to the Oni first. Now the Ashmin and Osher, who just said between an Oni and an Osher, Hashem Dolei Tzorachlei, you know why you give back to the Yoni first? Because he doesn't need the money. You know why you give the Oni before the Yosher? Because the Yosher doesn't need the money. True, he deserves it, but I mean, we can understand why he gives the poor man first, because he needs the money more than the Yosher. Therefore, we have to give him the money first. Avol Evyon, but I tell you, a poor man, an Evyon, that has a desire for a lot of things, that sorrowfully he needs the money, he also doesn't have what he needs. Hey, Maloy, maybe then you should not give it to an Oni first, but give it to the Evyon, to give it to the Evyon first. Tzricha, that's why I need two psukim mir Oni, an Evyon, to teach me that an Oni goes before an Osher, and an Oni goes before an Evyon. Halimor says, Vatanididan, but let's see. Awatano Manashach. Like, what does he hold? Iyalev Sochi Sochir, if he holds an Xerishov is Sochi Sochir, if so, I feel Ger Toshiv Nami, even about Solin, Ger Toshiv should be over. It should be in the Pasha. Because it's Xerishov is Sochi Sochir. Ilo Yalev Sochi Sochir, he does not make Xerishov is Sochi Sochir, he doesn't learn out the Pashas. Here's all Behemoth Kalim in Ole. How does he know to say even Behemoth Kalim is also over these in Yonim? Maybe only in Odom, and not the behemoth of the kelim. Zemar says the Olam really, I tell you, lo yalef socha socha. No, he does not make this gzera shofa. Therefore, only in the parash in Devarim, there which says the word b'sherecha b'yay matitein scharoi, there it applies to a ger toshiv. But the pasuk in Vayikra b'altolin does not apply to a ger toshiv. So how does he know to say by behemoth and kelim it also applies? V'shani yosum v'yom akro v'loy solin pulas socha ritcha ad boiker. Mashma kol shepulosa yitcha. Any type of a work that you have to pay for, you have to pay it back. So even in the parasha of Vayikra itself, there's a mashmois that the lav there of la solin applies even to a behema and to kelim. For the mori yochi if so, afilu ger toshiv nami. If so, why don't you say even a ger toshiv also, let's say, should also apply to mashma kol pulos, any type of a work. So even the work of a ger toshiv also. So why do you say in the parasha of Kedoshim, the Lo Solon does not apply to a Ger Toshev? So Makro, I'll tell you, our Mishnah holds, the Pasuk says, Reyacho. It says, the Pasuk starts off, Lo Sashoik es Reyacho. But since it says, Reyacho, but Lo Ger Toshev. Maskashi Hoch, if so, make the drush afilu b'hem of the Kelim Nami? Maybe it means Reyach, only your friend, and not Behemoth and Kalim. So maybe it comes from Amayit, Behemoth and Kalim also is not this Pasha about Olin. Mar says, no, but says, like I said, Pulas Sochir Itcha, Mashma, any type of a work that's done by you. So Mar says, good, but again, Mar Royas Barabbis Behemoth and Kalim, Lohitze Ger Toshev. Who told you to include Behemoth and Kalim and to exclude a Ger Toshev? So Mar says, Mistavra Behemoth and Kalim, Hevelel Arabbis. No, it's Mistavra in this Pasha and Kedoshim of Loisolin, Pulas Socher Itchad Boikrits, Nastarva that it's be marba including by the Hamas Vekalim. Why? Shekain Yeshna Maklam Momer Reyacha. Because it could still be who owns the animal, who owns the Kalim, a Reyacha. So it's Beklal the whole Pasuk of Reyacha. Mashenkin Ger Teshev, Einoi Beklal Momer Reyacha. But the Pasha of a Ger Teshev, Beklal, it's not Beklal, a Reyacha. I mean, the Ger Toshiv is not the Chal Reyacha. That's why, since the Pasuk says Reyacha, it has to be Mamayit, like take out the Ger Toshiv. Therefore, our Mishnah holds that in this Pasha of Lois Solon, it does not pertain to a Ger Toshiv. Now, the Tanakama, the Miyachecha for the Markasha, the Tanakama before of this Joshua of Miyachecha, that he darshans yes, like he makes Gzeir Shavu Sochasoch, let's say, or he holds that the Pasha applies to Ger Toshiv, even in Vayikra also, he is suffering the Gemara, Hai Reyacha, my Ovidle. What does he do with the Pasuk says clearly here, Loi Sashek es Reyacha? So where it says, Umiboyle, look at the Tanya, like we learned. Reyacha v'loi Amaleki. That's what comes from Amayit. Not a Amaleki. Amaleki, there's no need to pay him back. For the Gemara, Amaleki, Meyachicha Nafka. No, from the other pasuk of Meyachicha. That's not a Maleki. That's called a complete Goy. No, he's not even a Ger Toshif. He's not Mekabosh, Le Labra Avodah Zara, he's Avodah Avodah Zara. So that I know from the pasuk of Meyachicha. That's what Meyachicha is telling me. Meyachicha now is coming out, he's telling us Prat Lachere means a Goy that's Avodah Avodah Zara. Just that, from the word Bisharecha will be Marba that a Ger Toshif, that's not Avodah Avodah Zara, he is not Avodah. He's not Avodah Avodah Zarah, he's Bechlal des Pashas. So how could you tell me that Achecha, that Ruyacha comes from Amayit Amaleki, Amaleki I know from the word Miachecha. So Gemara says, Chod Lemishka, Chod Lemishra Oiskoi, Chod Lemishka Gezloi. One's the case of someone working by you, that you're not over the Baal, about Sashik, and one's not over the Sigzol. These two lessons do not apply if the worker wasn't Amaleki. The Gemara says, Otsrich, I need both. The Yashmin and Gzeilo, you can't steal it. Mishum le Torach Bey. He didn't work that hard. Mashenkin Avaloishkoi, the Torach Gabey. But if he worked for you, then he worked very hard. Notice where he worked for you, maybe then you should pay him back. So Rosh says, Eimaloi. Now, the Yashmin loishkoi, Mishum le Yosli Yodei. He worked for you, but he never got the money yet, so maybe they're allowed to hold it back. Avagiz Gzeilo, to Mamish go, like Rashi says, Gzeilo Mamish, to go and steal from him. To Yos. Avagzelo, the Yosli Yodet, he has it already. Hey, Maloy, maybe then you're not allowed to steal from him? Tzricha. Skis, that says Gemara here, that even from Amaleki, you're allowed to steal. So, Aloch, I'm not sure about clearly exactly how far this heti goes. I'm not sure. I didn't look it up yet. Right. We have Yosef Yehuda, Hailoi Solon, Fula Sochi, Ritcho, Advoike, Mayovale. What does Yosef Yehuda do with this? Like, he's the one that says the difference. In other words, the Kashi is like, how come he still holds that in Behem and Kalim it doesn't apply this law? Even though he doesn't make the Gzeirah Shavah Sachir, who he just said, our Tana holds that from this Pasuk,